Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ready, Set, Reiki, the podcast all about Reiki, this beautiful universal energy life force. Whether you are a curious beginner or a seasoned practitioner or even a master teacher, we are welcoming of all levels and all lineages. So come with us as we go on a journey exploring Reiki. And guess what? You're not only lucky enough to have one guide, you have two. So you're getting two for the price of one. So I'm one of your guides, Tracy C. Wright.
Hi, I'm your other guide, Millie Pampina, and I'm very pleased to be here with Tracy. We've come up in this together, and we are still working on getting out there and meeting as many people as possible and learning as much as possible to bring these tips and techniques and great stories to you as you're going through your journey as well. So, Tracy, we have a wonderful guest this week. I'm going to turn this back right over to you, and let's get started with Ready, Set, Reiki.
All right, here we go. Buckle up. So I'm so excited by our guest today. We know her as Mrs. Berkabin. So I met her many years ago. I don't want to disclose how many years ago, she was my daughter's first grade teacher. So I am so excited she's here. And not only did she become my daughter's first grade teacher, she also became my yoga teacher as well. And so she's been such a joy and a great friend. So let's tell a little bit about Mrs. Karina Berkabin. So Karina is an intuitive Reiki master. She's also a 200-hour registered yoga teacher instructor and a meditation coach. Her mission is to help as many people as she can enjoy the wonderful benefits of this healing properties of Reiki, yoga, and meditation. Her enthusiasm for life is contagious, and her goal is to make these services fun and accessible to everyone, and I can certainly attest to that. She has a beautiful teenage daughter, and I can also attest for that, and has been married for 16 years to her soulmate and her best friend. And I also said before, she is a first grade teacher, and she volunteers at a local farm and helps them raise funds for support of their equestrian therapy program for children. So welcome, Karina. We're so glad you are here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Oh my goodness. It's such an honor to be here. Such an honor.
Well, as we begin our questions on our Ready, Set, Reiki journey, so tell us a little bit about yourself. We got a great introduction here in this little bio, but it's, you know, you're magical. So just take it away.
That's funny that you said that, because I actually have my Instagram handle is Magically Karina. So I have been a teacher for 23 years. I will give it away. 23 years. And loving it. I love children. I know that I was placed on this earth for so many reasons, and one being to be a light for others. And so far I've been able to use the gifts that I've been given to be a light for these children. So that's been a big blessing. Most recently, probably in the past 7-8 years, I found the book called The Secret. And that's what started my journey. I think that's familiar with a lot of people. You know, you find that one book and it's a springboard for what else is there? Tell me more. I want to know more. And then I went down the rabbit hole of everything. And then as soon as I opened up my heart and my spirit, the right people came into my life to grow me. The right books came into my life. The synchronicities just came falling out of the sky all around me. And yoga teacher training happened. And then, you know, I was asked out of 70 yoga instructors I was handpicked. I didn't even apply for it. The people found me they wanted me to be their yoga teacher and meditation coach for this farm that I volunteer at. So it's just been an amazing, wild roller coaster of a ride. I'm loving every minute of it. And I just want to continue to learn and grow and help as many people as possible, as well as myself, because I feel that as I help heal others, I am also healing. So
Wonderful, wonderful. And one of the other things that people should know is Karina is also in one of my books that I wrote many years ago. So I had asked my daughter when I was creating the book, who would you like in it? And she said, Mrs. Berkabin has to be in it. So
gosh, it is such an honor to be in your book too. And you are the illustrator of the book. And the author, correct?
Yeah. I had another girl help me too. So that was interesting. So she was 17. So we started her off on that path.
Seriously, like you made me look so cute. I was like, I'm honored to be in your book, but wow. it was amazing. Yeah. And I love that book so much. I read it every year to my students and they can't believe I'm in a real published book. It's like such a big deal.
Right. And I remember all those magical things happening with you because it was like, okay, she's a teacher. Oh my goodness. She's at Breathe. My goodness. And you know, we spent a lot of time together at Breathe. So I logged a lot of hours in that studio. So love it. Together. Yep. So when did Reiki come into your life? We know you're a teacher and, you know, a yogi. And so when did Reiki arrive?
It's so interesting. Over 25 years ago, I was in college and I think I was a sophomore or a junior in sociology. And we had to research something that was more holistic than typical medicine that we see here in the United States. And so I found this Reiki. It came to me. I just love how these things come to us, like cacao came to me and this meditation coach thing came to me, like what we're meant to have and be a part of comes to us. So it came to me then, and I just found it so fascinating. So I started learning about it and reading about it and learning about it. Now, I always had it in my mind and my heart to someday do it. But being the, my root chakra always takes over. My root chakra is like security, job, paycheck. So I knew I was going to do all of this stuff in my heart. I knew I was going to do this stuff, but I also wanted to make sure that I was going to be grounded enough to be able to make this stuff happen eventually. So, but I heard about it over 20 years ago. And then a dear friend of mine, Jessie Wagner, shout out to Jessie at Soul Space. Her and I started doing Arbonne together, and she was actually one of my yoga students. And then she and I were doing Arbonne together and she wanted to open this wellness center. I remember being with her after a yoga session in the park and she stayed afterwards and we were meditating and praying. And she actually came up with the name Soul Space as we were sitting there meditating. She was the one who said, you know what? I'm a Reiki master. I'm ready. It took her a while, but then when she felt confident enough in her practice, she decided to start teaching. And I was in one of her first classes. So I did Reiki 1, 2, and 3 with her. So, and now I do Reiki, distance Reiki. I have a client in Ireland. I do distance Reiki with friends locally. And then I have people sometimes in my home. And then I have people, clients at Soul Space as well. So
I love it. And just amazing how everything, you were like this master manifester that just comes right to you. I love it. I love it. I remember when you were getting trained. I don't know if you know this story, but you were getting trained with Jessica and you were in the middle of just, you know, I think between 1 and 2. And I was sitting in the parking lot of Breathe and waiting for you. And I was just kind of distracted. And all of a sudden I felt this electricity on my neck, down my spine to the point I had a like, ooh, what is that? And I turned around and through my back window, I saw you walk past me.
Oh my God. So, so beautiful.
So you could tell how your energy shifted. Again, we've known each other for quite some time. Do you know what I mean? And I had been your student, a Reiki, a yoga student for some time. So yeah. And so I knew some change was happening. So that was your energy that day.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, you know, you girls felt with your experience, but after each attunement, I got sick physically. Mm-hmm. purging, like not necessarily throwing up or anything, but just the purging of the stuff that was in my body, like just emotionally, spiritually. So I was down. I had to call off work. I was so sick. I think it was 2 days. And then the second time was a little bit easier. And the third time was a little bit easier. But that first time, that's interesting that you said that you felt that, because there was so much stuff, you know, that we have to unlearn and we have to let go of. And in almost like we're unbecoming what we were taught to be in the truth, and seeking the truth of who we truly are. And when you let go of all that stuff, that electricity comes out, and it's just so beautiful and powerful. And thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, that. I felt that. Like I said, we've known each other for over 20 years.
And you didn't tell me that. That is.
And and you had walked, you know, you were getting ready to go to class and I was waiting on you, and I could feel it, the difference. I was like, oh, that's something. And I never would have guessed turning around. There you were, just walking past.
I have chills everywhere.
Yeah. So, and our next question is, do you agree with the common perception about your work, whether it's you can do Reiki or meditation or yoga, why or why not?
The common perception, meaning that, what exactly, I'm so sorry, what exactly do you mean?
You know, what's a common perception about Reiki that people, that you'd like them to know?
I think that what I really want people to know is that it does truly work. That it is not me doing it. I say that with all of my clients, that this yoga practice, this meditation, this Reiki session, this is not me. I am just a facilitator. I'm a vessel and I'm being used. It works. But you have to be open to it as well. Like, I haven't had any clients per se yet who haven't been able to feel it, because I believe in my heart that all of the people I've worked with have been open to it. But I know very, very experienced practitioners have had people that have occasionally not been able to receive because they just weren't open. Before any session with me, with Reiki, I contact them. I contact my client and I'll talk them over the phone, and I'll tell them a few things. Like, one is, I want you to meditate for the next 2 to 3 days. And here's what I want you to ask your spirit guides and your team. To open yourself up, and what kind of intention do you want to have? And then when they're doing it, I actually try to time it out so that they're meditating while I'm meditating. And I can feel, even before I meet them, the chakras that are imbalanced. And I can feel, like, when they walk in, we'll start our session with just like a little chat. Like, what did you hear? What did you see? How are you feeling now? And it's always on it. Just like, it's such a, like I always say, an honor is the word tonight. I'm telling you, I always feel so honored that, you know, that the spirit realm, like the guides, the angels, the ancestors are using me in this way. I feel such like humble gratitude for that. But the biggest misconception, I think, is that people think that this is a lot of like hooey, or what do people call, like woo-woo. It's not woo-woo. It is 100% spot on. It works. It's beautiful. It's amazing. If you're feeling a lot of fatigue, if you're feeling the brain fog, if you're feeling emotionally out of balance, like definitely, definitely, like reach out to a Reiki practitioner or ask a friend if they know someone. And I would definitely suggest getting a session. Also, along those same lines, though, is the nutrition piece that I'm learning along the way. Just that, for as a facilitator and as a client, because I get Reiki myself, you have to have, your body has to be clean. The cleaner your body is, the easier it is for you to elevate and to rise to that higher frequency and to feel the magic, so to speak, or that connection with source. I know when I'm eating a whole lot of sugar and a whole lot of junk, I'm still able to be used, but it's not as easy, if that makes any sense. So I'm learning that water, vitamins, green things, you know, all the things.
For sure.
I don't know if you guys experience that yourself.
Yeah, it just seems that with the misperception, you know, just being humble, and a lot of people just, you're almost hesitant to tell people, you know, you kind of have to gauge who you tell.
Yes, because I don't ever want my ego to be involved. You know, that is something that I always ask, like, I want to check my ego at the door. Like, that is, this is not me. Mm-hmm. I am not taking credit for this at all. But at the same time, when you have like success with clients and you see them and they come in and they have all their chakras are blocked and they're a hot mess and you work with them for 4 months and they're like good again, they're like feeling better. You want to be like, I helped do that. I had a part in that. So it's kind of like that human side, the human mm-hmm. ego, like you have to just.
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Oh my goodness. And I think for me, the misconception is a lot of people think of religion. So have you come across that with regards to if people think there's some type of dogma attached to it?
Yes, I have one client who's very, very, very Christian, and she gets Reiki from me. I tend to, she knows about the chakras and she's able to accept that we have these energy centers in our body. And she's able to accept that, you know, so I take it from a scientific, almost like a scientific approach with her. And because it has been scientifically proven time and time again, that our mind, we create our reality and that our mind is in charge of this vessel, right? Our mind, we can do anything with our mind. So I take it from that with her. And I also bring in a lot of like, I'll pray with her. Like I'll ask Jesus to come in with us because he's an ascended master. And so, but like, that is who she is solely seeking as her source. So to make her feel as comfortable as possible, I always call in angels. And then I always call in Jesus to be there with us so that she's really comfortable. Because I want anyone to be able to access this gift. You know, it doesn't have to be, if you are a Christian, you don't have to be like, no, I can't do Reiki because that's mystical and witchy and all the things, you know what I mean? Woo-woo. So
I love that. And I love that you gave an example because that's perfect for our curious, you know, beginners, you know, as they begin to navigate through this. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So the next question is, what do you wish your younger self knew about your current profession?
Oh my gosh. Oh, my younger self. Oh, first of all, I would just hold her and be like, girl, stop worrying about every little thing. Oh my goodness, the things that we worry about in our 20s, in our teenage years. I would tell her to surrender more and to let go more and to trust and to have faith and know that, you know, I would say, Karina, you're here for a reason and you are a bright light and your light is here to help others find their own light. And that's like the main reason we're here is to share that light with others, to share the healing with others, to connect in that collective consciousness. You've got this. Do not ever doubt yourself. Do not doubt yourself. Girl, you've got this. You're here for a reason. That's what I would say to Karina, younger Karina.
I love it. And I don't know if you remember this, and I don't know if you still say this in your class today in your first grade class, but you know, I used to substitute at the same school that you were at and in the teaching field and everything. And I would always hear you say, shining stars, you're all my shining stars. Oh, and you always speak that, you know, it was always light with you and stars. And so, you know, you brought that into your classroom even back then. So
I know it's always been a part of me. And during one of my deeper meditations most recently, an ancestor and uncle came to me and shared with me a gift. And he gave me this little wooden box. And I said, should I open this? And he said, of course. So I opened it up and it was this pearl of light and it just shone so bright. And as soon as I opened it, I just like was, it didn't blind me, but it was just so bright. And I looked at him and he said, this is to remind you that you are the light. You are the light. You are the light. So don't doubt that. And this is to take with you anytime you need to open this up, you know, and remind you.
Love it.
How both of our dogs are barking at the same time. Your dog too. I know. So mine's not barking anymore. But if he barks, I'm probably going to put myself on mute for a moment. Tracy, go ahead.
Okay, so our next question is, what is something that everybody in this industry should perhaps stop or start doing?
I don't know, because I mean, I feel like on one hand, social media it can be like a double-edged sword, right? So I feel like social media can be great for sharing your gifts and all the things that you have to offer. I just feel like it's a tricky situation, because I'm not the type of person that's like says like, make sure that you like and subscribe, make sure you like and subscribe. Like I just can't bring myself to do that. Like, I believe in my whole heart that if people are meant to be in my life and I'm meant to be in theirs, that it'll happen naturally. And I hesitate to use this word because it's been overused, but organically, authentically maybe. So I think that I just wish that healers out there would just be more careful, and especially with sometimes what people put out on social media can trigger people with PTSD. And, and I believe in my whole heart that most of the people are doing what they're posting is with good intentions. But I just feel like we need to be a little bit more mindful and careful with what we post on social media. That's just my own personal opinion.
Exactly. And some I see even say that they diagnose or they get stop smoking, lose weight. I see that as well on there. So that gets kind of down a slippery slope there. Now, as you being someone who receives Reiki and gives Reiki, what do you look for in a Reiki practitioner when it's your time to get your Reiki tune up?
I have my actual, I've had Reiki from probably like five different people in my lifetime. I'm only using those people, but I specifically am working with this woman in Ireland. We help each other. So I give her Reiki and she gives me Reiki. And what I look for is compassion. Someone who is willing to talk with me beforehand and kind of get to know my needs. Someone who is going to say like, hey, can you meditate first? Let's that kind of thing. This woman that I work with in Ireland is so amazing. She is, she takes a good 15, 20 minutes at the beginning and she goes through and she asks me 10 different questions and she has this color wheel and she has her crystals. And then she has these things that it's just incredible. And she does this with me. And, I feel when she starts her practice on me, I feel the warm, tingly sensation all over my body. And I just think that, and also what I look for is someone who's not taking any credit for this, because I would have a hard time having someone give me Reiki who was like, almost like, overconfident, like you're going to be healed in one session, I'm not just humble. Like, here, we're going to do this together. Like I'm going to be used. And call both of us. I always like to do that. I like to call my spirit team in and I like them to call their spirit team in so they can all work together. So someone who's down to earth, compassionate, loving, kind, someone who really cares. That's what I look for.
Okay. Do you have a go-to archangel?
I do. And I feel like I get on his nerves all the time. I just... It's Michael, Archangel Michael. I say I all the time because I always ask him for protection and like his bluish purple light, like to protect me. And I do a lot of segment intending throughout my day. So before I got on here, I meditated and intended that this would be a beautiful session, a beautiful energy exchange of learning together, all three of us. And then whoever is able to listen to this, that it would be blessed. If I'm going out of the house, I first meditate and I intend that my drive to work be safe, or that my drive to the grocery store is safe. And so like I intend, but every time I segment in 10 different parts of my day and I visualize how I want them to go, I always ask Archangel Michael to be there with me. And I remember one time I just heard him say clear as day, "I know I'm here. You asked me already. Chill out." Like, he has a sense of humor. If you don't know that, Archangel Michael has a sense of humor. And that, yeah.
He's a busy guy. So
he's with all of us. Angel.
I love it. I love it. So in addition to, you know, meditating, prayer, archangels, are there any tools that you bring in to your session that you give?
So I always intuitively, I have crystals all over my house. So I always, whenever I have my client, meditate beforehand, and whatever downloads I get for that client, I intuitively choose a crystal. And I bring that with me and I just give that crystal to my client. I will often, bring in a meditation from someone else if I'm called to do so. Gabby Bernstein is one of my favorite people in the entire universe. I've learned so much from her and continue to do so. Gabby has these really cute, short, effective, super powerful 5-minute meditations. And so I was listening to one the other day, right before I had a session with a client, and I just heard my spirit team say, "You need to play this. You need to play this exact meditation for this client." And so I did. And then I sent it to her afterwards. And I always at the end of the session, I send them within a couple hours, I'll send them a very long text email about like a breakdown of our session. So that's just me personally. Here's what we did. Here are the chakras that needed to be more aligned. Here's what you can do moving forward. Here are some crystals that can help you. Here's a meditation to listen to. And please text me, drink a lot of water. Let me know what you need. I'm here for you. You know,
it's not
just a one session. I want to be there, you know.
On their journey. Yeah. You're connected. Yeah. And I love that you put it as your spiritual team, because again, you're being humble and it's the collective, it's a collaboration. I love that. Yeah. So wonderful. So what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out in this profession of Reiki? What pearls of wisdom would you give that you've learned along this walk of Reiki?
I love this question. I would say, just like I told my younger self, I would say to anyone new in this journey to just trust yourself, because these spiritual tools and practices come to you for a reason. You know, there are so many like cacao or hape or, you know, Reiki itself, like any different mode that our tool comes to you for a reason. So just trust. You heard Reiki for a reason. The class popped up for a reason. You have the money for a reason. You have the time for a reason. You have this call and tug on your heart for a reason. You are a light and you have so many gifts to offer this world. So just believe in yourself and trust that this is all happening for a reason.
Right. Absolutely. And it just feels like even when you think the money's not going to be there for the training, somehow when you take that step and sign up, it just shows up. So it's just amazing, the synchronicity. So I love it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Trust the process always seems to come up in all these interviews that we have done over and over again. So yes. And so our next question is, what books do you recommend for seasoned and beginners?
Hold on, I'll get my phone out here. Oh my goodness. I have so many. Let's look at my library. Okay, so anything from Gabby Bernstein, I would start with The Universe Has Your Back. The Universe Has Your Back is
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yes, it's phenomenal. Super Attractor is another one by Gabby Bernstein that I absolutely love. I'm working on it. Happy Days is by Gabby Bernstein. I love that one. Miracles Now by Gabby Bernstein.
Love it.
So there is, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He wrote, what is it? Here, I was just listening to it. I'll pull it up. He has passed on, as we know, but he wrote, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And that book is phenomenal. And he has three wishes, like any book from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Any book from Dr. Wayne Dyer, I like Gabby Bernstein, anything, any podcast that you can hear and listen to by Dr. Joe Dispenza. These are, and Abraham Hicks, like these are all my go-to gurus that I listen to every morning or I read every day and I journal. They've just all been like perfectly placed, especially Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'm learning more about letting go of my avatar. I'm letting go of like the outside, because truly what's most important is what's in here, because this will go away, but my soul is eternal. So I'm learning like how to just, if that makes sense at all, just let go, like let go and let the universe. Like I know when I hold on too tight and I have that wheel and I'm like this and I'm trying like, I got this guys. I got this. No, I got this. No, I'm doing good. And then everything falls apart. Right. So, I love that, you know, these people are giving me permission to just let go of control, to surrender and to align. And when you do that and you find that joy and that gratitude and you raise your vibration, all good things come to you.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, we know you have a passion for working with horses also. So the last question is, you know, what are you doing and where can people find you? So just tell us, you know, what's going on, what's coming up for you, exciting things. And if someone wants to book a session or find you online or in person, where can we find you?
So I am in Pennsylvania right now, Pittsburgh area. So what I'm doing is I'm in Murrysville. I am at a wellness center at called Soul Space, S-O-L space. So soulspace.love. You can book a session with me. I do yoga there and I also do Reiki sessions there. You can privately message me magically Karina, magically underscore Karina on Instagram. And I can either do a distance Reiki for you, or you can come to my home or down at the studio. We can do that. Also, I work with horses at this beautiful farm and I do meditation every Thursday night. We started last Thursday. So it's beautiful and it's for all families. Like it's a family thing. So, which I have found to be so magical. So it's an hour and a half. You come for the first half hour and you get to pet the horses and get to know them. If you're comfortable with that, you can stand back. If you're not, that's okay. And then we take a few of the horses into a big indoor arena and we have little chairs. So everybody can sit on a chair and I do a guided breathing meditation. A lot of times I'll do a little bit of visualizing, like, you know, just to calm that parasympathetic nervous system down, because I believe that we're just always, a lot of us are always in that fight or flight mode, and that causes our bodies to literally be in dis-ease. So my whole mission is just to calm you down so that your body can be at ease, like it's supposed to be at ease. So the horses will walk around us. Before the session begins, I always give the animals Reiki. So I give the horses Reiki, I pray with them, and I always ask them to please go to whoever needs you, who needs you. And every single time, without fail, these horses go to the person in the room who needs them the most. Horses can literally, isn't it? It's so beautiful. They can hear your heartbeat and feel your nervous system from 6 feet away.
Wow.
So we've had women and men come. We've had children like sick. You know, we've had one woman, we didn't even know she was there for the first time. And she had just found out that week she had been diagnosed with cancer. And the one horse just sat her little head right here. And aww, she sat there the whole time. She wouldn't even leave her side and she would nuzzle her.
Aww,
so it was beautiful and powerful. And so they walk around, and then afterwards we just brush them again. We spend time with them. Comet, come here. Come on, baby. Come on, come on. I'm talking about horses. Come on. You want to come up on the screen? Come on, come on. Nope, he doesn't. I would love for anyone and everyone to come and enjoy that experience to be with the horses. These horses are so intuitive. And these two women, and there's so many equine therapy places out there, all over the United States. These two women help little children with PTSD, and they use the horses to help them heal. I tried to put him into the room upstairs, and then he cried all the time. So
another thing we had, I was going to say, another thing is, even before the horses, I did goat yoga with you, and we had a goat yoga, and the goat came over and grabbed your little notebook and bit into the paper, and you were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to save this for the rest of my life.
I literally have it. Oh my gosh, I wonder if it's still in this bag. So funny. I do. I still have that. That was so special. I do. I still have it. Let's see if it's in here. I don't know. This is the notebook. I'm pretty sure. Was it like this one? Does it look like it?
Yeah, you have it. Yeah, you had your one from your teaching days and yoga. Yes. You brought it to class every That's what it looks like. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it was about four or 5 years ago, right?
Yes, these are like my first classes. So I will never get rid of this book like that I ever wrote. But
right.
Oh my gosh. But that getting back to like how these horses heal these children, like a real quick little story. There's this little boy who just had a lot of trauma, and he was about 8, and he was angry about everything. And he asked the ladies, he said, I want to ride the horse. And they said, well, we don't ride here. We do a lot of like work with the horses on the ground. We can brush them. We can feed them. We can pet them. We can like just to spend time with them, but we don't ride them. And he said, I want to ride them now. And they said, they looked at each other and they like, okay, if you can get on them, like he was like this big. If you can get on him, you can ride him. So he went way back to where the gate was, and the horse was on the other side of an outdoor arena, and he ran full force, and he ran to the horse. And as he got to the horse, he like hit the horse, like, and tried to jump on him. The horse never moved. And then he did that. He was like mad that he couldn't jump up on the horse. So he did it again, and he ran and he hit the horse. I mean, as he was hitting the horse, he was trying to jump at the same time. Now, of course, we always, because I'm also training to become an equestrian specialist someday. So it's a 6,000 hour program. I'm about 300 hours in. It's going to be three years or so before I finish. But we always care for the horse too. We don't want the horse to get injured, but they knew that the horse was okay at this point. So this is like third, fourth, fifth time. Maybe 6 times he goes to this horse and he hits him. And then he stops and he starts to cry. And then the horse laid down, which their horses are, they are prey animals, so they don't lay down very easily. They do not lay down if they feel like they're in danger in any way, shape, or form. But the horse laid down, and he lay down, and he cried. And the gist of the story was the women, the counselor, and the equestrian specialist believed that this little boy needed to know that this horse wasn't going to say goodbye. He wasn't going to quit on him. He wasn't going to let him down. He needed someone to stay. And this horse stayed for him in the midst of that anger and yuckiness and turmoil. So and those magic moments, they happen all the time. So that's why I really want to be a part of that. That's what I want my days to look like. I want to be able to help kids feel that, you know?
Right. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much for answering our questions. We have some social media questions for you. So I'm going to pass this over to Millie, my fabulous co-host and guide. So Millie, we have some questions.
Yeah, I was actually choking up a little bit there. So I don't know if you can see my face.
I know.
And what a beautiful, beautiful story, Karina. I just got the most out of your discussion tonight. And I thank you so much for the love and the, honest to God, the time and the resources that you put into this. You show that, you know, as practitioners, we get out of it what we put into it as well. And, you know, being a conduit and a guide and all those wonderful things gives us that, you know, leg up on the journey as well. And I'm just, thank you for all that you do and your services. You know, I have our questions here, so let me go ahead. And for those listening, if you'd like to send in questions, go to our site, readysetreiki.com. And please feel free to send in anything there from our Facebook page as well. So we can, you know, share and exchange them with our I'll use the word honored guests. Bring so much information and variety to this program. So with that in mind, Karina, what does it mean to you to be mindful? I've heard a lot during your discussion about meditation and, you know, your use of that. So I think this is a very timely and appropriate question here with, you know, mindfulness. So what does it mean to you to be mindful?
That's such a beautiful question. Thank you so much. To be present. Mindfulness is being present to me. I feel like, again, we're always, a lot of people, especially in our country, this country, the United States, we're on the go. So we're running from here to there. And we're doing all the things. We have the to-do list that never ends, that never even get crossed off. But being mindful is being present. So taking that time every day to travel inward, to say hello to yourself, to give yourself that time, that love, to find your breath and allow your nervous system to calm down. And then when you do that enough and you get strong enough, if you do it enough, because at first, whenever I first started doing this, like I couldn't even sit for 3 minutes, right? And there were all these thoughts in my mind. But the longer you do the practice, like now I can sit in a meditation for an hour and a half, and not even bat an eye. Like, and I get cranky if I don't have a long meditation every day. I get really cranky. So being mindful to me is being with yourself, being in that present moment, and even with your family, not having the phone, just looking at people in the eye, like when they're speaking, that's being mindful. Being the most, the best way I can describe being mindful is just to be present.
Thank you. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful approach to it, because I too live on the meditation bandwagon, and I have found that having that gift, being able to do that, especially because you don't need any special tools to meditate. You can, if you got a chair, if you got a calm, quiet place, even if you don't. I've sat down and the kids have said to me, are you asleep? Nope, I'm meditating.
And it just takes
me out of that, you know, out of that situation for a moment. And it's almost like getting a quick nap.
Yes. And
I love it. So thank you so much. And again, the next question here, which I think is very interesting, is do you meditate with other animals besides horses?
Well, I do, but I don't do it like in public yet. Right now, my daughter and I are, this summer, we're going to be doing a dog therapy training course so that our dog can be a therapy dog. And we're really excited about it. I meditate with him all the time. I give him Reiki all the time. He's like my best friend right now. He's on the porch because he was barking because my family came home. And it's weird because I just look down and my buddy's not here with me. But yeah, I do meditate with dogs all the time. And I would love to get to that place. And I told the people at the farm, wouldn't it be nice that, because we do spring, summer, and fall for our meditations on Thursdays, but in the winter, when it's really, really cold out, we can light a fire in this, they have a big, huge barn, like, a barn house, they call it, where all the stuff happens. They have a barn, they have all the things, but the barn house is where we do all the, you know, the meetings and stuff. And it's beautiful and it's big. And I said, let's light the fire and have some therapy dogs and then have a meditation there with the therapy dogs. Like, so we can still keep in touch with our family, because when you're with these people every Thursday, you just become family, and then boom, winter comes and you're like, where are my family members? Right. Like, so, I mean, all animals are intuitive, and I believe dogs and horses are very, very, very intuitive, just completely aligned, if that makes any sense.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have two dogs that I meditate with. We call in, I know Tracy has six.
You know what is magical? Your animals can be attuned for Reiki as well.
Yes.
Amazing. I did not know this. So
yep, you can attune your animals.
This is amazing to me. I love this. I'm learning so much. Mm-hmm. This is so exciting.
And it's just magical to see them, because, you know, animals need a purpose, you know, especially dogs. So they'll jump right up on the table and start the Reiki. So.
Yes. Yes. This is amazing. Yes. I love that. Thank you for sharing that with me.
I'm so looking forward to finishing up with Tracy's classes so I can attune mine, because anytime that I'm meditating, especially if there's a guided meditation or music involved, my big two rescues here are sound asleep on their backs, snoring their heads off. So
I have to say that animal Reiki attunement, that energy is so beautiful. The symbol that you get with it, very like, and it's an abundance one as well. So very calm, gentle, and you call in the divine animal kingdom during the session. Oh, so you get, you call in all the animals. So you do in a meditation. And so when I do my Reiki, I call in the animal, divine animal kingdom.
Oh, I love it. I've been doing the meditation with the horses and the dog and my dogs, but not like, you know, I haven't had the attunement for them and I haven't had the training. I've just been giving them the Reiki like as a conduit, but how much more powerful would it be for these animals to be attuned, right? That's amazing. I want to know more. I want to learn so much more.
Yeah. And I will tell you, you know, is many of William Rand's texts and classes that I've, you know, based William Rand text-based classes I've attended, I couldn't believe how much more I got out. Just my first animal Reiki class. I was like, oh my God, tell me more. I mean, I'm so excited. And, you know, having a house full of pets, cats, dogs, and unfortunately I have grandchildren, grown children and grandchildren. I'm just so looking forward to sharing this directly with them, because they just love the, when we're all together and the kids aren't here, no disrespect to children.
Right.
oh, it's just such a wonderful, peaceful energy. that I just get so much more done and I feel so good about it. So
I love that.
I cannot wait to come out to your therapy sessions just to see what's going on.
You will love it, Millie. You will love it. I'm also, they also asked me at the farm if I would take the lead in the wellness program at Bellaterra. And so with that, I asked if we could create 3 women's retreats, day retreats. Okay. So our first one is in June, and I'll like send you the date or whatever, but it's in June and it's going to be on perspective.
Okay.
So, and we'll be doing some yoga, some meditation, some Reiki, but a lot of it will be perspective, perception versus observation. And we'll be doing some activities with the horses. Like you're going to, it's so cool. It's so cool to see what the horses can do. And you like it, giving you guys challenges, like, can you get the horse from here to there, and observing that and talking about it. And it's just magical. So I can't wait to meet you in person, Millie. And I can't wait to hug you. So I'm a hugger,
Millie. Watch out.
Gosh, I won't let you go. I won't let you go. COVID killed me because I couldn't hug people.
Yeah. Dad, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely understand that. And I'm looking very much forward to that too, because I'm I do like the outdoors and I do like the new opportunities that I get and I'm afforded through this. And we'll also be really happy to post this information on our website. Oh. Tracy has several. I have one. We have Facebook pages. So happy, because the idea is to not only, offer our own services, but to introduce people to the services and others who provide services that are most convenient and most resonating with them the most. So this is about, really giving others an opportunity, similar to how we've all had throughout our lifetimes, to pick up on this and, use it for their own healing journey. And I say healing in a broad perspective because there's so many facets to that. So I have one more. So we have a viewer that said, what baby steps can I take towards making Reiki a part of my daily life?
So the baby steps would be the first thing. Is if it came to you, it came to you for a reason, and recognizing that, that's number one. And then start learning about it. Go and buy a book on it. Go and watch a YouTube video. We have technology at our fingertips. We are at a time right now where we've never been before, good, bad, and ugly. But the good news is if you want to learn how to do something, you can do it. You can Google it. You can learn about it. You can. If you start praying, you start meditating, and you start calling it in, the baby steps will come to you. Those synchronicities will come to you. If you open up your heart and you manifest it, just open your heart and just say, okay, this came to me for a reason. Please give me a sign. Please give me the right book. Please give me the right person, and let go and let it happen. And it just will rush in, and it'll just be so magical and exciting. So yeah, those are the baby steps, I would say.
Thank you. It's beautiful to hear somebody say that, because that's genuinely the way I feel. The universe will send you the tools that you need and enlighten you and get you moving. They sent me Tracy. Tracy pushes me.
And now the two of you have connect. How about that?
Okay. Oh my gosh. Just wait, Millie. We have that. Amazing things to do.
I'm telling you, her energy, when you meet her, Millie. You'll feel
we're
that
gonna,
electric.
We're gonna ask you to stay, because we always are looking for amazing volunteers to come, even if it's once a week, to brush those horses. So, oh yes. And it's therapy.
A very active 4-year-old grandson who needs something like that for the summer.
We love that so much. And we just meditation with the little ones. When they come in, they literally will sit down. 2, 3, and 4-year-olds will sit down, and they will have their palms facing up for receiving, and they will close their eyes and they are so already. So they are not, what's the word? Not jaded. They're not jaded yet. Right. They're pure. And the
gate at home.
So thin. The veil is so thin. So they get there so much quicker and they believe because they even haven't been brainwashed. So it's just so magical to see these little ones meditate and get so much out of it. It's so cool. So
I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm kind of been getting him ready as my child Reiki yoga.
I love it. I can't wait to meet him. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, everybody knows Ollie. He's my
Ollie. Oh, I love that name.
If he was here, he'd be right on the screen. So,
oh, I love that.
And so he has met everybody out there. And I'm just excited to, you know, bring him along because he's ready. He wants to do it. He's, you know, he'll do anything I ask him to do, and at least he'll try it one time, and it's all good. So, but thank you so much, Tracy. Did you have anything else for Karina?
We covered everything. Yeah. So, but thank you so much for being our guest on Ready, Set, Reiki. So, Billy, you want to take it home?
Yeah. So again, I'm Millie Pampina, and I am the other half of your tour guides on this journey. And I always like to end with my favorite saying, which is to see beauty in all things is a choice. So please choose wisely. Yeah. Thank you, Marina. Thank you, Tracy. It's been a wonderful experience again.
Thank you both for having me. I'm so honored. Thank you. All right.